presence is a gift.
His presence is very necessary on KAYT KQJOFM. That's Pastor E. Dewey Smith, and your presence is a gift. And we love having you here. Your presence is certainly a gift to me, and I appreciate you. The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYT KQJOFM, 5 City Strong, all day long. And we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. Today happens to be National Bacon Day, and there are a few things in this world that taste better than bacon. And for you people who don't touch the pig, do not worry. There's always turkey bacon. And there's even some type of vegan bacon. So enjoy yourself on National Bacon Day. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church, but much more music that matters is right after that. And we've got more Bible Jeopardy, and we'll be taking birthdays and anniversaries at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. Go ahead, stick around.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
So we need to take time, mothers and fathers, to develop their vocabulary at the early age. So when they get into school, they are not behind, but they are ahead. Because their vocabulary has been developed. Give me some childhood development for you now. Their minds have been trained, and their conversation is not just hood conversation. That's what I do. And their vocabulary, you got to talk to them on a different vocabulary plane. So when they get into school, they are not behind because they have been educated in the house. And they do not live in a 200-word house. But they live in a 20,000-word home. Yeah, I'm not trying to tell you, I know I got off the plan, but I think this is truly needed. I'm trying to teach some things right here. Because I believe if you take time and you enjoy it, because the kid will say, what is that? Now it's your job to take time to teach him what it is. Because now you are doing nothing but broadening their vocabulary. Yes. I know I jumped off you, but this is true. Because you got to understand why we so far behind. Because we live in some homes where they got only 200 words. Everything who? None? Not good for the kid. So the child goes to school in kindergarten and they're far behind. Because the home that the kid live in has nothing but a 200 word vocabulary. So So I thought I would just veer off the tip. Because this same Jesus who had 12 comes back and uses a vocabulary that puzzled the doctors and all who were in the room. So what are you saying, Reverend? I'm saying take time with your child. And as you work with them in the yard, in the house, use a different vocabulary. And they're going to ask you, what does it mean? And then you begin to teach them what it means. Do I have some help in the house? And if you begin to teach them what it means by how they get to school, they are ahead of the learning curve because you have been teaching them early. Y'all were so cute, they were too much of a girl. Walks along. the seashore, you see the brothers fishing. He gets in the midst of their occupation. They are fishermen by trade.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus don't know nothing about fishing.
No.
But he created the fish.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I tell you all the time, he talks about our kingdom time. Where animals will understand. Move at his command.
Yeah.
It's as good to have it in the middle.
Yeah.
One time to the deep, Jesus in the midst. And the one thing about Jesus, he's not here in the physical, but he left the word here. So the word is left in the midst for us to read and for us to digest and for us to remember, for us to be cultivated with his love. Watch this. They took Jesus. I don't know if the preacher says serious. From the cross, if there was no cross, there'd be no Pentecost. Watch what happened. Then delivered he him, therefore unto them to be crucified. Jesus is in the midst of a religious and Roman battle. The Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't like the Romans. The Romans had power over the Jews. They didn't care for one another, but they came together to kill Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they took Jesus. He could have led him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he allowed them to lead him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lead him. Led him. Away. Now, Jesus was sent here in the midst of us in order to die for us. In order for him us to get, what did you say? What I'm saying? The cross is the end between the Old Testament and the New. What is the end? That's true. What is a hinge? A hinge is that little instrument that holds the door, that opens and closes the door. It's like an arm that holds the door upright so you can open and close the door. So the cross has become a hinge for the Old Testament into the New Testament. You cannot walk into the New Testament without going through